The tobacco industry has won an important legal case in West Virginia. A jury ruled yesterday that cigarette makers don't have to provide free medical tests to smokers for early detection of lung cancer and other smoking-related diseases. It was the first so-called medical monitoring tobacco lawsuit to be tried. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The jury in Wheeling, West Virginia, rejected the claim that tobacco firms were negligent and hadn't done enough to make cigarettes safer. The lawsuit was seeking a health screening program for 250,000 West Virginia smokers to be paid for by the tobacco industry. Jury foreman Mark Burris said the case didn't make sense.
It came down to the issue of if you smoke, stop. If you've never smoked, don't start smoking.
Tobacco companies argued that there was no evidence that regular health screenings would result in early detection of lung disease. William Olemeyer is vice president of Philip Morris, the nation's largest cigarette maker.
In this case, the jury heard that when it comes to certain diseases, including certain types of cancer, doctors aren't sure yet whether medical monitoring makes sense.
That's the problem with cutting-edge medicine, says attorney Scott Siegel, who represented the West Virginia smokers.
A lot of the evidence that you have to rely upon is the newest medicine, and it's yet to be ruled on in terms of how valid it is by a lot of the national health organizations. So that provides the tobacco industry with a great defense.
The industry's defense will be put to the test again in New Orleans, where jury selection is underway in a similar class action lawsuit. It seeks medical screenings for 500,000 healthy Louisiana smokers and programs to help them quit smoking. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.